I think people are surprised to what they're waking up to.
Well, we've definitely had a round of heavy snowfall. Last night it centered over the north town, so we had snowfall amounts probably up to a foot in some areas. The band since then has shifted pretty much the downtown southward, and it's going to continue that southward movement through the morning hours and actually drop south pretty rapidly.
And will we still continue to see the blowing and poor visibility conditions during that time period?
We will. Areas that have already gotten snow, blowing and drifting is going to continue to be an issue throughout the day today. The band, meanwhile, is going to settle across the far south towns today, but then lift back up into some of the Buffalo South towns up to near Hamburg and those areas this evening. So they'll see, get some additional snow.
Now, there appeared to be at least a couple of feet, if not more, in the North Buffalo, Kenmore, Tonawanda area. Do you have snowfall amounts yet for those areas north of the city?
I do not have many snowfall reports here at the airport. An hour ago, we had 5 inches, and we had a report of 9.5 from that area a couple hours ago. It's got to be very difficult to measure with all the blowing and drifting of snow, so it's hard to say exactly how much snow they've got, but we should have some better numbers in the next hour or two.
And there's also been the thunder and lightning as well with the storm.
We have had a few reports of thunder snow in and around the city. As well, that also is shifting south with the band.
What can we expect now after the system calms down later today? What can we expect for tonight and into tomorrow?
Well, tonight the band is going to, after briefly weakening this afternoon, it's going to redevelop and re-intensify and lift back toward the city tonight. We don't expect it's going to actually reach the downtown, but it'll stall somewhere just south of there. That's where you're going to get some additional amounts in the south towns and ski country. Some of the heavier amounts will be south of the city for the remainder of the event. This lake effect snow will continue into Saturday, and the band will finally weaken late in the day Saturday.
Where are we in regards to the ice coverage of Lake Erie so that some of this lake effect will calm down?
We've got a long ways to go. We've had a couple of cold days, and that's definitely brought us down, but it's still got a long ways before it's going to be frozen. So it's not going to be something that happens in the next couple of days.
Well, Kirk, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.